Good morning, Dave, and good morning, X-Phil. New in at Sundance Books and Music this week, we have some children's picture books and young adult books we'd like to talk about. First, I'm going to mention Before I Leave by Jessica Bagley, and it's a sweet children's picture book about friendship between a porcupine and an anteater. We all want an anteater for a friend. This book, you're going to find that it's a story about when a family is moving far away, how you say goodbye to your very best friend. It's adorable. The artwork in here is precious. We have Always Remember by Cece Meng and illustrated by Jago. And after Old Turtle swims his last swim and breathes his last breath, his friends lovingly remember how he impacted each and every one of them. This is gorgeously illustrated, and the text is just beautiful and serene. The colors are stunning. Very, very deep, rich kind of sea watercolor motif. So Always Remember. And third, our third picture book to talk about is Houses Floating Home. This is written and illustrated by Einar Turkowski. And he's basically examining, looking at simple antonyms like one, many, order, disorder, so forth. And his artwork is graphite pencil, and then these beautifully stunning, very simple drawings, but pretty involved, very involved. And a very cool and unique picture book that focuses on drawings rather than the words, but the words and the concepts are ever present. The notion of what's going on is ever present in it. So that is Houses Floating Home. And next we go to the young adult fiction list, Salt to the Sea, written by Ruta Sepetys. And this is inspired by the single greatest maritime tragedy during World War II, as 1,000 desperate refugees flocked to the coast in the midst of the Soviet advance, and four paths converge, vying for passage aboard the Wilhelm Gustav, a ship that promises safety and freedom. This is an illuminating and life-affirming tale of hope and heart, and written by a lovely writer. We have Dark Days Club, written by Allison Goodman, and is set in the glittering world of Regency Upper Crust. Dark Days Club is a supernatural adventure that introduces New York Times bestselling author Allison Goodman's Lady Helen Wexhall, another heroine whom readers can take to their hearts. So Dark Days Club. And we have Passenger, written by Alexandra Brocken. And Etta and Nicholas, inside this novel, embark on a perilous journey across centuries and continents, piercing together clues left behind by the traveler. But as they get closer to the truth, their search, treacherous forces threaten to separate Etta not only from Nicholas, but from her path home. And so that is Passenger, another new young adult novel we have in this week at Sundance Books and Music. Read safe, read often.